This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 287. SOS, are you in distress? How to rescue your English phone conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Does the thought of speaking on the phone give you anxiety? Here are 8 things you can do before and during the call to get the help you need.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hi, Lindsay. It's going well. How are you?
Glad to hear it. I'm doing awesome. And today I want to address a question that one of our listeners sent in. Would you like to hear what happened to this listener?
I definitely would.
Yeah. So one of our listeners was on the phone with a New York businessman talking about a certain investment. And he said that the businessman spoke so fast. This was a native speaker, probably from, you know, an American guy from New York. He spoke so fast and it was really hard for our listener to follow him. You know, he did ask him to speak slow, but it was still too fast. So our listener asked us, you know, how can he practice following really fast conversation? Like, what can our listener do in this case? I bet that a lot of our listeners have been in this situation.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, I know that. I mean, we speak very quickly. I mean, when I'm in the classroom, sometimes people tell me, you know, just slow down. And that's, you know, it's hard to because, you know, it's natural. But like I can definitely see that this problem would happen a lot.
Especially when you're talking to someone from New York.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely true that people in New York and even Boston, any urban center in the Northeast, is generally going to speak faster than someone from California or someone from the South or the Midwest.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
I definitely agree with that. We speak fast.
Yes, indeed we do. And you know, probably this businessman was just very wrapped up in the content, in the message of what he wanted to say. So he wasn't going to think about speaking slowly. So in that case, guys, you know, there are a few things that you can do to prepare for this situation. Mm-hmm. Right. Such as what can we do, Michelle, to prepare for this situation?
Well, I think that, you know, it comes down to listening, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that, you know, you really have to practice listening to native speakers. So, for example, like you could watch a TV show, like a sitcom would be really good for this type of thing. Just to start getting used to it, maybe even turn on the captioning, right, to make sure you're understanding. And then practice turning it off, you know?
Yeah, totally. I like that. A sitcom. You need to immerse yourself in the sounds of English, of native English, every day, right, Michelle?
Of course. Yeah, definitely. Just like as much as you can possibly do without wanting to stop.
I mean, I think that a good 15 minutes a day is just fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a ton of time. Again, that's why I think podcasts are just fantastic. You can just subscribe to a podcast or a bunch of different podcasts and listen every morning on your way to work. So you guys are already doing that. So let's go beyond this question, though, because sometimes we feel like we're well prepared. We're listening to our podcasts every morning, but then we get in that situation and we still have trouble.
Right.
So in that case, what can we do? I mean, we can ask the person to help us out. There are a few phrases that we could use.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, what's the first one?
So the first phrase you could use is, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you. Would you say that again?
Yeah. So I'm sorry I'm having trouble understanding you. Would you say that again? Right. Or would you be able to say that again?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. So just a friendlier way to say it. Would you be able to say that again? Okay. That's a simple one. Or could you repeat that for me, please?
Right. Right. Just ways to ask them to say it again. So maybe the second time you hear it, it's a little better.
Yeah. Michelle, what is it when we say for me? How does that kind of change the sentence? Could you repeat that for me, please? How does that change the feeling between the two people?
I think it makes it a little bit more conversational, a little bit less formal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Just a little natural.
A little more personal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Are you making one or more of the top 15 mistakes in English? Find out by getting our free ebook. Go to allearsenglish.com/top15 and you'll find out the 15 most common mistakes in English and how to stop making them. Go to allearsenglish.com/top15.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, good. And what's one last phrase that we could use to ask the person to slow down?
So another one you could say is, would you mind slowing down a bit? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you. So that's interesting because that takes the pressure off of your English skills. And maybe you're just saying, you know, the connection's bad.
Right.
Or there's background noise, right? So it doesn't have to always be about you and your lack of understanding or comprehension. You can say it's hard to hear you because the situation, the environment is not conducive to listening well.
Right, right. Definitely. I think that that's a really good one.
Yeah. And another thing we could do, Michelle, what else can we do if these phrases just don't work or they're not enough?
Mm-hmm.
What else could we do to make sure that we really understand that phone call?
Right. So what you could do is you could actually ask them for some sort of written account of what happened on the phone call. Right. So you could say to them like, oh, would you mind sending me a summary of our discussion as a follow up email?
Absolutely. I mean, I do this sometimes when I speak to someone, when I speak with my lawyer, for example, when I'm afraid I'm going to forget things from the conversation that are very important, even though I'm a native speaker, my lawyer is a native speaker, I still ask my lawyer to send me a summary of our conversation because it's really, really important. So guys, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed about asking the person to go and send you that summary. That's perfectly legitimate. And it's good to have a paper trail, we say.
Right.
Right, Michelle, you know that expression?
Yeah, a paper trail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, it's good to, you know, kind of make sure that you can actually see it in writing. So I think that that's really helpful. And yeah, because sometimes, yeah, I agree with you, Lindsay. Even for me, I get a little nervous sometimes if I'm having an important conversation and I need to remember something. Maybe I do want somebody to send me an email.
Exactly. And another way is that you could actually ask the if you know you have this meeting set up, let's say you're in Japan, right? You're from Japan. You have a meeting set up with this businessman from New York and you know he's going to speak fast and you're worried that you're going to panic. You could always ask him, of course, ask ahead of time if it's okay if you record the conversation.
Right, right. I mean, that would be great so that you can listen to it later. You can learn from it.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And then at that point you can kind of relax, you know,
right,
because you don't need to get everything the first time. You'll have the data, you'll have the information stored on that recording.
Right, right. Definitely. So then you can just, yeah, think about, okay, what's the general idea? And then if there are some specifics that you kind of missed, then you can go back.
Totally. Is there anything else we can do, Michelle, to help ourselves? Because we know that being on the phone is the ultimate skill. It's the hardest, one of the very hardest things when it comes
right
to learning languages. Listening on the phone is so, so right tough. And that's another reason that on this show, we like to have a lot of guests.
Right.
Because sometimes, honestly, the connection with the guests is not that great. And they're calling in with different microphones, different systems, different background noises. And that's part of why we bring those guests on, to help you guys tune your ear to different sounds and different challenges. So be sure if you are having trouble, go back and listen to our guest episodes and right. challenge yourself to understand those guests with different voices and different conditions.
Right, right. Of course. Yeah. I mean, even for me, it can be very difficult to understand somebody on the phone, right?
Yeah.
So the connection and just it's just a different sound, you know? So yeah. Definitely practice as much. So I think listening to those guests could be great because you have some obstacles, right? It's not just a perfect, clear sound.
Exactly. Exactly. You need to put yourself into challenging situations when you're practicing so that when it comes time to perform, you're ready and it's easy for you.
Right. I mean, this sounds kind of funny, but, you could even practice calling somewhere. I'm not saying like a prank call, but,
you could
find some sort of like, organization or a restaurant or something that you're interested in, maybe like a, just anybody that you could call, to ask a question to where it's not a big deal, right? And
yeah.
you could call them and actually practice this conversation and do that
exactly.
like once a week or something and just see, you know, how is it going? What are the sounds like, right?
Yeah. No, that's a great idea. That's an idea that we talked about last year and why not, right? I mean, pick up your cereal box and see if there's a, you know, questions or comments number on there. Have a conversation with the person.
Right, right, right. And I've tried to get my students to do this. And when I tried, they were all kind of like, oh, teehee. Like, you know, they seemed a little nervous and I understand why, but I think that it could definitely help you. So I would definitely encourage you to try that.
Yeah. And then the very last suggestion that we have, you know, because everyone knows on this show that I'm really into meditation and I find it really helpful. And we know that our bodies relax when we breathe deeply. So just before you get on that call where you know you're getting on the phone with that New York businessman and he's going to speak quickly and you know you might panic, just take a few deep breaths mm-hmm. and feel your feet on the ground, you know, mm-hmm. feel the earth below you and try to ground yourself, right? Mm. I like that expression, Michelle, to ground yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Just like make yourself like be present, feel like you're actually there because, you know, sometimes when you're nervous, I mean, you know, the oxygen isn't even going to your brain enough. And
yeah.
so you can't really focus. You can't pay attention. So if you just take a few deep breaths, think, okay, I'm relaxed. I'm just listening. That's all. And I have a ton of new methods from All Ears English on how to make things right. better. Right. Then you can just kind of don't worry about it. That's the biggest thing. Cause if you're so worried about being nervous, then you're not thinking at all about what they're saying and you're going to miss things that maybe you wouldn't have.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's the liability there when we get so nervous that it's easy for our mind to blank out and that's bad.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, but yeah, I think these are all really great tips and I definitely, hope that this helps.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right, cool. Thanks so much for joining us today, Michelle.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening and see you next time.